Okay, so today is Sunday, April 22nd, 2018.
Yes.
We are in Mama and Papa's kitchen, and we have Mama, Papa, Caitlin, and Penny, the dog.
Penny.
All right, so Mama, tell me about the person who's had the greatest influence on your life.
Oh. Yeah, put your paper away. Can't be distracted.
Chris Rock and what he earns. The person who had the greatest influence on my life, of course, is my mother.
Yeah. And why? Or what lessons did she teach you, I guess?
She taught me many lessons.
Many good
she
lessons.
She taught me to be independent. She taught me to be a woman of faith. She taught me to be moral. Make moral decisions. She taught me to respect people, respect myself, and respect others. She taught me practically every good thing I do.
That's so nice. She's a good lady.
Yes.
You taught us.
Yeah.
Very good.
So what do you see our family's legacy as? I know.
Our legacy.
Yeah.
Our legacy seems to be family first.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think we always do that.
Yeah. Can you go into detail about that? Why you see it as family first? As our legacy?
Because... Because decisions are based on how it will affect the family.
Yeah.
And how what the family will think of it.
Mm-hmm.
And will they be able to participate in decisions that are made?
Yeah. I think so. I think all my friends always comment on how close we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they say it's really rare.
And how much, like, no matter what, like, if something's going on, like, our family is always the first one to drop anything and show up.
We support one another.
Mm-hmm.
And don't, if someone needs help, we just help.
Yeah.
It's never a debt to be, like, repaid.
Exactly.
No, not at all.
I think you'd kill them if they did.
They wouldn't be allowed.
I never bought a gun.
Another chapter of your book.
That's chapter two.
Yeah.
Never buy a gun.
All right, we'll take it back to your teenage years.
Mm.
Did you have any jobs when you were a teenager?
I was signed out of high school at the age of 16 because my mother was supporting her three children and herself on her own salary, and she could no longer pay the rent.
Mm-hmm.
And
take and this care was
of us.
In New York?
This was in New York. So I was signed out of school and I went to what they call continuation school, and then after a year of doing that you get your diploma.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I went down to Wall Street and got a bank job.
At 16?
At 16.
Wow.
Full time.
Ooh.
And I was a page.
Oh.
What they called a page.
Yeah.
Running back and forth.
And you sat on the office's floor, and when they needed a message delivered or picked up, you were the one that came and got it.
You
and
were the runner.
Picked it up and brought it here.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was great fun.
Yeah. So did the money you earn there just go back to your family, basically?
Yes. The money I earned there was $20 a week.
Wow.
A week?
A week.
Wow.
Was
and
that
I got
a lot?
Paid every other week.
Oh my.
So I went right home and gave it to my mother. And then she gave me back what I'd need for car fare and lunch. Actually, at the bank, you got lunch.
Oh.
You got lunch.
Was it good lunch?
Yeah, it was delicious lunch.
Well, that's nice.
You could have sandwich and soup, or you could have a hot dinner. There were three different selections.
Was that enough for you guys at that time? $20 a week?
That's what you got.
Yeah. You made it work.
Yeah.
Because you were in New York,
I forget
right?
what my mother's rent. Was it 40 a month?
Oh, wow.
I forget. Anyway, my mother gave me back out of that $40, I think I got 15. Enough for car fare and whatever.
Yeah.
If you need shoes, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Then we'd go to places like I can't. It's similar to Catholic Charities, but you could go there and buy shoes.
Yeah.
Or jeans and different things that you didn't want to pay full price for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Like what I do.
Now people do it because it's... Maureen does it for the heck of it because she likes it. I had to do it because I
was
necessary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've had lots of jobs. But
so after that, I went and worked at the wire department in the bank.
Ooh.
And I got a raise.
There you go.
And the wire department is where you worked in wires and telegrams came from all over transferring money one bank to the other and companies and businesses. And it was very interesting.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I stayed there. I don't know. Was I working at the bank when I met you, hon?
No, you were working at the trucking place, I think.
Oh, yeah. There was a... Yeah. I was a bookkeeper. I was a bookkeeper, so then I went out and got a job. Actually, I was let go from the bank. They no longer wanted my services.
Oh.
So I got a job at the Fuller Brush Company.
There you go.
What's the Fuller Brush Company?
It was a company that made brushes and sold them.
Oh.
Like bath brushes and all kinds of brushes.
Door to door.
Yeah, door to door. They had door to door salesmen, Fuller Brush
like
salesmen.
The knives people.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, like people with the encyclopedias.
And so I worked there and I forget how long I worked there. But I was a bookkeeper, so now I was no longer a page or a...
You got to sit.
Yeah.
I worked with the books.
Yeah.
So I would work in the accounting department.
Do you have a favorite job that you had?
Yeah. Motherhood. That was my favorite.
The one that paid back in love.
Yeah.
You're a good mama. Well, you were a mama 6 times, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
From round 1 and then round 2.
Exactly.
My favorite one? I think it was working down at the bank. I liked that the best. And I had nice friends down there.
Yeah.
And I think your friends had something to do with the place you worked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you could put up with stuff as long as you had
your
some
friends.
Good friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Where was your bank? Was it in the city?
Downtown on Wall Street.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was
fancy.
You were up. Top-notch lady.
I was.
And then where did you work at 30 Rock?
Yeah. Well, then I knew you then, didn't I? No?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you were dancing and stuff.
You were dancing at 30 Rock?
I worked for, what was the name of that company?
I don't remember, babe.
It was on the American Cyanamid Chemical Company.
Ooh.
And I was a bookkeeper. And the gal that ran the department used to do, put on little shows for the people in mental homes.
Aww.
Yeah. Or soldiers that were wounded.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we'd learn how to do the can-can and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I would do that, and we'd go all over the place. And we went some one time to Matawan. It was a place with the mentally ill. In Jersey. That was an experience.
Yeah. Oh, yikes.
Were you also a librarian, Mama?
I worked at the library, one of my other companies, yeah.
You're just a lady of many talents.
I had many talents and many jobs.
Yes. It's important.
And when I worked at 30 Rock, that was even more fun because NBC studios were there.
Yeah.
So I got to see a lot of the people that went, you know, were in the soaps.
The famous people.
Yeah, famous people. More famous than me.
No. Not to us.
And you were an extra a couple of times.
Oh, you got to be a background?
I have no idea.
Papa remembers.
They told you to walk back and forth.
Oh, yeah. That was out on the street. Was that 30 Rock?
Yes,
it was 30 Rock.
They were making the
right,
solid
you know where the ice skating rink is?
Yeah.
Well, the door
right
I went
by
into
Radio
was right
City.
Above there. And they were filming a show and they asked us to go back. And now come out the door and go down over here and smile and chat.
How fun
you
it
get
was.
Paid for that? No.
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 But you get your face on the back of a screen.
So I don't know if my face was ever on anything.
It might have been.
But it was near St. Pat's Cathedral. It was a nice area to work in.
Yeah.
Safer.
Yeah. I remember we liked that area.
Yeah. That was probably, I think, our favorite one.
It was much nicer.
Out.
Yeah.
We're like, Mama used to be inside that building.
Yeah. It was very nice.
It was nice. All right. So You mentioned that you knew Papa then. How did you and Papa and meet?
We met through my cousin's husband. My cousin Mary Mahoney was married to Jimmy Mahoney, and Jimmy Mahoney worked at Warren Connolly, was the name of it?
Yes.
And he was talking to Mary about these two brothers he worked with, Billy and Jack, or John, or whatever.
Jack. What Irish boy.
And Mary says, well, bring them over. Maybe we can get them dates or hook them up or something. I don't know. Anyway, he brought over Billy and Jack. And I went out with Billy. And Jack went out with my friend Joe Lacey. But I don't know. Did you call her anymore? She didn't want to go out with Jack anymore. But anyway.
What'd you do, Papa?
And I went out with Billy a few times, and then we would go up to Mary and Jimmy's and play cards on Friday night. So that's how we met, at my cousin's.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And then you guys swapped.
And then Billy was a lot of fun, but he was a little immature.
Oh.
Kind of guy.
You don't like that.
So then Jack and I dated, and so that's the beginning of that story.
Yeah. And now you still play cards.
And now we still play cards.
Yeah. And he's so mature.
Oh, so mature. Oh, my God.
You got the fun brother.
Yeah, there it is.
His brother, his wife died, didn't she, huh?
Yes,
I mean. Yeah.
She's his angel.
Aww. That's right, his angel. Oh, God bless him.
Oh.
He still
He
sucks.
Married a girl very bossy.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Not like you.
Oh, bossy. Bossy. Yeah.
Bossy. Ugh.
She was a bossy lady.
I don't, there's one story I won't tell, but it was not nice. But anyway, they had two daughters. No, two sons.
Two sons.
Three daughters?
Three
daughters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you had four lovely
had four daughters.
Daughters.
Yeah.
All girls.
How'd you find out
All
you were going to
were
be
girls.
A mom? Was it a surprise that you were going to be a mom, or were you... Did you want to be a mom?
I was very anxious to be a mom, actually.
Yeah?
Yes. So excited.
Aww.
And we were married for a couple of months, and I thought, God, I'm still not pregnant.
How could this be?
So went to the doctor.
So I went to the doctor. And the doctor's name was Dr. Artandi. He was Hungarian descent. Well, actually, Hungarian by birth. And he examined me. Everything was fine there.
Mm-hmm.
He says, if I was not at your wedding, I would think you still virgin.
A virgin.
That accent. That's so
My
funny.
My mother. And she...
And he told you you were pregnant.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
He thought you
I
were
was
a virgin
pregnant.
And
then
said
pregnant.
You were pregnant.
If I wasn't
it's
at
quite
your
the
wedding, wedding yet, the W's were V's,
wedding.
And then the V's were W's. I would think you still are virgin.
Virgin.
Very
That's amazing.
Sweet man.
You're
Very
pregnant
sweet.
Virgin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you had my mom.
And then I had your mom.
Were you so excited?
I was thrilled beside myself. Are you kidding me? Best thing that ever happened. This motherhood business was great. Everybody thought I was nuts.
How old were you when you got pregnant with Aunt Janine?
22.
22?
I was 22 when I had her.
Oh, boy.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Well, then people were getting married right out of high school.
Yeah, that's true.
They were graduating in June and getting married at 18 and 19.
We would have two-year-olds right now if that was us. Can you imagine that right now?
Absolutely not.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
But it was a different time.
And then you're home. You can't do anything.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to hire married women anyway because they said, no, you'll get pregnant.
Oh.
And I was had a job at the PD Manufacturing, and she said, no, I have to let you go, because you'll be... Little did she know I was pregnant already.
Oh. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, and well, she was a...
Did women protect, like, keep it secret to keep their jobs a lot?
Yeah.
Oh, how sad.
Oh, yeah, they didn't say they were married or whatnot. Yeah.
Oh.
So you went in and told them, because you were so happy. You
yeah.
told them you were pregnant, and then they fired you.
Yeah, she
oh.
said, you're
yeah.
out of here.
Why?
The woman who was single and sleeping with the boy.
She's always going to fire the people.
the nice people. She can't.
She's drunk with power.
Yes. I thought to myself, you're never going to be happy like I'm happy. You're never going to have a baby.
Yeah. And you have a lovely
baby. No, because this guy was married and had a family. And stupid woman.
We call those side pieces.
I wanted
now.
To say so bad. You're a stupid woman. Yeah. But I was only 22.
Yeah.
Wasn't allowed.
You were a nice woman.
I was a nice woman. Yeah.
Was Antonina hard birth, your first daughter?
No, none of my babies were hard, really. Not that I thought. Let's see. No, because they gave you what they call an epidural.
Yeah, still call them that.
Yeah. So that numbs you down there. And although it took a while.
Yeah.
I went into labor on Thursday or Sunday and had her on Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was in labor a long time.
That sounds
intense. False labor.
Yeah.
That pain.
Yeah.
And your first baby, that's not unusual.
Right.
And then Aunt Lori, I forget, honey. Isn't that awful? You think you're going to forget these things?
Well, you had four of them, and you had Aunt Jean and Aunt Lori pretty close together.
Yeah. And Aunt Lori had a little vanilla head. The nurse came in. It was as white as this app. White as this, her hair.
Yeah.
And the nurse came in, and she says, "Are you ready to see this vanilla head?" Because they used to take them and put them in the nursery. And
you couldn't keep them with you.
How sad.
Yeah. So then I fibbed. They said, "Did she feed?" I said, "No, she's having a problem."
Oh, because you wanted
to keep them a little bit longer.
Oh.
Yeah. And the woman next to me had a little boy, and he had hair. And they gave him a little old man's, parted down the side and over.
A little comb over.
You ever see a baby with a comb over?
Yes. Yeah, they're my favorite kind of baby.
So cute.
Want to put them in sweater vests.
So cute.
Aww. I love that.
Yeah, it was adorable.
And you had four.
So that's
of
when
them.
You got to stay in the hospital for a week or two when you had a baby. It was
horrendous. That's too long.
Too long. Yeah.
Now they give you the boot after like 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye.
Or don't bother coming at all. We'll mail you your baby.
You don't need to come in.
Yeah, and when I went into the nursery to see my second child, I said it wasn't mine.
No.
Oh.
I said, no. She's all white. My first baby had the dark hair.
She had Janine had little peach fuzz. It was adorable.
But she had dark hair.
Yeah, her hair was a little darker.
Was Papa allowed in the delivery room?
No. Not even close.
No. Really? Lucky they got in when the baby was born.
Yeah.
Into the room to see you.
Oh, geez.
So you had to be by yourself.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That's sad.
They sent me home.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
It'd be wild. Yeah, it'd be a while. Might be tomorrow.
Oh, and then you had no way of knowing, right?
No.
Because it's not like you had cell phones.
No, it's not like today.
Yeah.
Much more civilized.
Yeah.
Even with Maureen.
Yeah, right down to the very end.
I stayed in the hospital.
Yeah, but... You couldn't be in the delivery room. So you didn't get
close.
To see your girls born. And Patty, Mama, you had to give birth by yourself.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's sad.
And Patty, when I got her, they washed them up and wrapped them in their little blanket. And they put her in my arms. And I said, "Hello, sweetie." Some mommy talk. And she gave me the biggest smile.
Oh.
I cried all over. I was drowning in tears. Adorable. I've never seen a new baby smile like that.
Oh.
Great big smile. And she's been smiling ever since.
She has a pain in the ass. And now you have the grandchildren's.
She's still, it's marvelous. The whole thing is great. And Aunt Maureen, when I went to see her, because it wasn't time for the nurse to bring out the babies, I said, "I haven't had my baby yet." So I got out of the bed and said, "Where?" And she says, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm going down to look at my baby."
Yeah.
"How do I know you even kept her?" It was all feisty talk. So I went down there and looked at her and tapped. And Maureen looked up at me and went,
"Winked at you?"
Gave you a wink.
And she's been winking ever since.
Yeah, that one has.
Ever since.
So you're the definition of a mama bear.
She was, yeah. Oh.
You still are.
Still am.
That's so funny.
She was so cute.
She was a feisty one.
Your grandfather said to her something. She says, "Don't tell me. I'm your responsibility."
Wonder where all of your daughters got their sass and feistiness from.
Not you.
No.
Oh my goodness.
It was grand.
Was grand.
It happened so, it goes by so quickly though. I can't believe how quickly it goes by.
Well, we know you love to sing songs. What songs did you like to sing to your babies?
Oh, I used to sing little ditties. I didn't sing lullabies or anything. Mm-hmm. I sang, you know.
Well, you still sing little ditties all the time.
You make up little songs about everything.
I made up cute little songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you sing them Little Brown Jug, sing to Aiden?
I did sing Little Brown Jug.
Good Irish drinking song to the kids.
Why not?
I used to sing songs about their little toes and nose and, you know, funny stuff.
Do you remember any of the songs that you used to sing?
Nah.
She's lying.
I don't.
No, now she sings about everything else.
Yeah.
She can't remember those.
She always sings about how hot she is.
Me too, Mama. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's warm. All right, let's see. So, we have a big family. What are your favorite family holidays? And why?
Oh, but I have to go get a pill.
Okay.
I'm supposed to take it at 8:30.
You're being recorded, lady.
Okay, we're back.
She took her pill.
We're back from our pill break.
I didn't know I was being recorded. You just teased me.
No.
Mama, you have to tell it how you're telling it.
You've been doing great.
It needs to be a real and raw interview.
It's nice. We are going to talk about your favorite holiday.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot. You could pick a couple if you want.
I like to spend my grandchildren's birthdays with them.
We like
they're
that
not
too.
Holidays, but that's something I like to do. And I like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I like to, that's my favorite kind of holiday.
Do you like the blessings circle? Where everyone reads their blessing?
Yeah, I just like us all being together. There's no worry of presents, mm-hmm. like at Christmas time. It's just
There's no really scheduled thing.
Just a time
thing.
To be together, enjoy one another, and have a little something nice to eat.
It's Christmas without the pressure. Without the pressure.
And your sweet potatoes.
Yeah. With marshmallows
on top. Yeah. They're the best.
And all the kids like. They don't like the sweet potato part.
Well, now we do that we're getting a little more mature.
Yeah. You're developing gourmet taste.
Yeah.
Why are your grandkids some of your favorite holidays?
The birthdays.
Why?
Yeah.
Because they're my grandchildren.
They're her favorite.
Why? The question is asking why.
And I like spending their birthdays with them. And I think I'm truly blessed that all my grandchildren live close to me.
Yeah, that's true.
That's marvelous. Mm-hmm. Do you know how many people I know that their grandchildren don't live near at all?
I do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't see them for a long time.
Yeah. So I think that's a blessing I have.
Yeah.
I'm blessed.
And we like to have you at our birthdays, too.
Yeah.
You guys are the best parts, especially
if
during...
I bring a present.
Present or no present.
You're getting the happy birthday song.
Yeah. I think we all sing happy birthday the best out of anybody I know.
Yeah.
All right. So out of all of the family members you've known or heard about, so they don't have to be people you actually met, who do you think lived the most interesting life?